Dr. Rodney Sir here. The piece that I have in the exhibit is Free Advice. It was originally performed in the Shinnecock Hills of Southampton back in 2008, and it's since been performed at the Parish Art Museum in Southampton and recently at the Art Space in Riverhead. It will be performed at the opening of the Radical Present show in September at the Gray Art Gallery.
Pope Sandro is a longtime friend and artist who moved out to Southampton, decided to move out there and take care of their brood of chickens. Pope got this great idea of inviting friends of hers to do some kind of on-the-road performance. I sat down with the sign and offered free advice. There was a certain aesthetic consideration to it. You're on a country road, we have to make a sign, so you get a board and you paint black letters. And we just sat there to witness what would happen. We had four chairs set out and a table, and me holding the sign. And people actually stopped. Just out of curiosity sometimes. They didn't always want free advice. They were more interested in what was taking place. There was one woman that said, "Do you have any credentials? What are your credentials?" And I said, "I'm a good listener. The focus for me, it's more about deep listening." Usually when someone wants advice, they have some sense of what they should do. You're second-guessing yourself because you have all this babble going on in your mind. The important thing is to really listen to people. You can tell them the words and how they're trying to express a certain kind of question. What I do is I listen to what they have to say, and I present it back to them. Then the person's already hearing this thing outside of their psychobabble because it's coming from outside of their head and going back to them. And then they think, oh, that's great, but you've just helped them smooth through some of the psychobabble. It's all about your relationships, whatever kind of advice you want. Your relationship to your health, your relationship to your family, your children, it's your relationship to money. You handle it slightly different with different people. Approach giving the advice is different and has something to do with how the person asking me. I mean, I'm not really connecting to a lot of people. I'm connecting to one person one-on-one, but that resonates because it becomes way more voyeuristic than if you would just hear like the audio of something and not see it at the same time, because she doesn't present it as audio. It was interesting, her choice of what she put up and what she didn't. She picked the one piece where I'm talking to a guy as a gay man, trying to get him to understand the girlfriend, because it's not all about him. Right, so it's a very feminist kind of thing, and Hope is sort of like that, and she knows that I'm a feminist, I'm a gay man, he's like big with the, you know, women. There was something in that interview that really touched her, and I think that's why she used it. I really am a big, big supporter of her work. She's a longtime friend. We have a lot of history together. Parish Art Museum came out because Hope was doing the show, and I think she included some other materials from the On the Road thing, or was connected to her website with this. So she asked me to do it at the Parish Museum. But in the Parish Museum, I was wearing a Koofy cap, and people were asking Hope, "Does that cap mean anything?" So she went to the site. It's just a hat that I happen to be wearing, right? But, you know, people do that, and I got into wearing it more after 9/11. I mean, I'd be wearing a burqa if I could. I'd already been invited by Valerie, and there was a whole conversation about me as a performance artist. And she says that I have a profile as a performance artist. And On the Road was like part of it. Really, my practice now is more in archiving and writing and, you know, my activism. I never really thought about the performative aspects. They were things that I enjoyed doing, that I realized were artistic. There wasn't anything about them that were useful to me in terms of how I wanted to promote myself. I'm not out to establish myself as an art world, as an artist. I'm trying to establish myself more as a social historian, an archivist, a writer, an artistic collaborator, a curator. And yes, I'm artistic, and yes, I've been trained in the art practice. What I really realized was I had this good capacity for organizing and studying and working with different people and groups and that, and I could probably engage myself more and still enjoy the art world and all these aspects without being an artist. If I was spending more time promoting myself as an artist, I wouldn't have as much time to do the archiving. I wouldn't be able to afford myself the same time to do the writing, to follow the social history. I can still inhabit, because I'm still working with artists, I'm in a total creative environment, and I collaborate and we stimulate each other, so maybe I'm using the artistic part of my brain in everything that I do. I guess it just depends on where your focus is. It's all interchangeable and fluid in a way. I use it as creative exercise, creative thinking, creative playtime. That's what I call my artistic practice. I'm still an artist, but I don't keep a biography or records of all my things. I see my whole surrealism as a life force, so being artistic is part of that, rather than being an artist. Artistic, sir, rather than the artist, sir.